the rest of the story. It was a few minutes past the hour of six, the evening of March 9, 1886. Monsieur Prudent Allat was walking toward his home in Amiens, France. The shadows that would merge day into night searched with long fingers through the boulevard and the short path that led to his door. Arriving there, he paused and fumbled for his keys. The breeze subsided to an eerie stillness. Suddenly, a blinding flash, a resounding crack, a searing pain in his left leg. Not 10 feet away, Allat saw the darkened figure of a man, a pistol in his hand. Allat lunged toward the silhouette. He and his assailant fell together to the ground. Servants ran screaming from the house. Allat saw his wife's face, first vividly and then lost in a haze. The pain stabbed through him again just before he lapsed into merciful unconsciousness. Prudent Allat died that night, even though he went on living for 19 more years. Until then, he'd been the world's most elegant dreamer. From then on, from that night, nothing but nightmares. You see, in the France of Prudent Allat, any writer who was anybody was accepted by the French Academy, but Monsieur Allat was not. The great regret of my life, he once said, is that I've never taken my place in the literature of France, and though it would seem no one could feel the pangs of this rejection more than he, someone did, and that someone was his nephew, Gaston. For author Allat, the boy became a symbol of the generation that might one day celebrate his acceptance, that might live to see his dreams come true. It was an abiding affection, one which Gaston returned and which caused him to suffer even more at his uncle's disappointment. Somewhere in the midst of all of this bitterness, Gaston's sympathetic heart broke, and his brain, well, stumbled and fell. For when Prudent Allat was walking home that March evening in Amiens, the stranger waiting for him in the shadows with a gun was no stranger. It was his own favorite nephew, Gaston. After the shooting, as they took the boy away to the asylum where eventually he died, the boy kept saying over and over and over, "Now Uncle will get the honor he deserves. Now he will be recognized." And yet Prudent Allat was not martyred that night. Instead, the French Academy continued to ignore his work, for indeed and in part because of his secret grief, he was never to write anything of significance again. He died in March 1905, bitter and broken, crippled by the bullet which he carried to his grave. Prudent Allat was the name under which he traveled as he sought to lose himself those last tortured years of his life. The genius in him had been destroyed by the nephew who wanted the world to recognize and remember his real name, the name of the elegant dreamer, whose air castles were comprised of moving stairways and submarines and airplanes and rocket ships, whose gifted pen pointed the way to the moon and to the center of the earth and to 20,000 leagues under the sea. The name by which you've always known him is Jules Verne. Jules Verne. Only now you know the rest of the story.